Now is the great cosmic presence known to us as beloved messenger number one from the secret love star speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am presence to blaze through us whatever it knows we need the most to give him the greatest possible cooperation, and let flow forth through us to America and then throughout the world whatever each one of our life streams can give to strengthen everything that is constructive wherever we abide, and to be the authority and the power that forbids the existence of anything wrong. Beloved of the light, beloved of my heart, beloved of the ascended host, I come tonight to again intensify and expand in and around each one whatever greater power of the sacred fires, almighty purifying love, will enable each one under this radiation to be stronger every day in the positive force that we are gathering around each of you, intensifying and expanding it to be the controlling presence in outer world conditions wherever you abide. As this cosmic concentration of the sacred fire from the secret love star is drawn in and around each individual in outer physical conditions, there flows forth just naturally, without your outer self knowing much about it, the constant outpouring from your own presence, amplified by the flame of the heart flame from the secret love star. This is an enfolding presence, my dear ones, a living flame. And I wish you to understand tonight, when great cosmic beings pour their love and pour forth their own illuminating consciousness into and around individuals, it is just like a living being that abides with you and around you to hold about you that sacred fire until your own beloved I Am presence has drawn it into the flesh structure. You have absorbed it to help expand the heart flame of your own individualized life stream, your own mighty I Am presence. You have no idea how alive the heart flame is from an ascended master's ascended body. You have no idea how powerful that is. Now, were we to come with the full force that we use in the ascended master's octave, you could scarcely stand it. So when we send to you the heart flame of our enfolding love, see if you can hold within the intellect the picture of a sun presence enfolding you, and that sun presence holding the flame of love from our ascended master octave. From our temples of the sacred fire, or from the heart flame of our own ascended master bodies. This is the life that we give into the physical world to strengthen and protect that which is constructive as much as human beings will let us do it. It isn't that we don't have the power, but we may not intrude upon the individual. Otherwise, the creation of evil in this world would never have been permitted for an instant. If the cosmic law permitted us to control individuals without any regard of the free will, then long ago the perfection would have come to the earth and mankind would all be ascended and free. But since each one is a co-creator with the great beings and the great central sun, we have to give the outer self of each one a certain span of time in which the creative powers from the great central sun are allowed to flow through and act through the outer personal self of the individual. And since this is the first time that the light rays, and I wish you to understand that within them flows a flame that has come from the secret love star, the first time in the history of the earth that that flame has enfolded the whole world. And it is only because mankind's generation of discord has become so terrific that this is being allowed by the action of the cosmic law. The purpose of it is, of course, to enable that sacred fire love from the secret love star to penetrate and enfold all that is constructive, and to hold balance in the powers and nature and forces of the elements that mankind's discord otherwise would completely destroy. You have no idea the frightful destruction mankind has generated. You have no idea the tremendous amount of energy down through the ages that has been used by mankind to create only evil. And therefore, when the great cosmic law, which is embodied in great cosmic beings in the great central sun, calls forth into the lower atmosphere of earth the activities of the sacred fire love from the secret love star, it is because that which is constructive and is trying to hold to what is right at this time must be given strength and protection against the mass feeling of defiance against the cosmic law that owns the earth. And I hope wherever possible you will bring to the attention of people of the outer world the great cosmic truth of eternity. The mankind in this earth do not own this earth. The nations of the world don't own it. Individuals come into embodiment for a few years and pass out. Then how much do they own here? This great sacred fire presence, the heart flame of love from the sacred love star, is coming in the great mercy of life to enfold that which is constructive in the greater protection and the greater concentration of the sacred fire purity, that is, the surviving, illumining presence to protect all that will give obedience to the cosmic law at this time. I will protect the earth enough to let it go forward and be purified until it becomes illumined as a sun. Each of you can have this same individualized sun presence around yourselves of the heart flame of love from the secret love star, because the entire outpouring from the secret love star is the heart flame of sacred fire purifying love. And if individuals would hold in the intellect the picture of the heart flame, a pink or gold or violet or blue, from the temples of the ascended host, from the heart flames of the ascended host, from the heart flame of the physical sun of the great central sun, or the heart flames of the electronic bodies of mankind, the heart flame of the higher mental body, if mankind would only learn to deal with the heart flame of immortal purifying love, there couldn't be the creation of the evil that is desecrating this world. And I'm determined to make alive in the consciousness, at least of those under this radiation, and wherever you go, make alive in the consciousness of life, in people that you contact of the outer world, the ascended master's consciousness and realization of what mankind owes to the great supreme love of the universe. Individuals must learn they owe a debt to the infinite universe around this world. Human beings have become so enmeshed in the darkness of their own selfishness and the doubt and fear of their own creation that they don't open the way and love life enough, love the light enough, or love enough to enable these great cosmic activities that are controlling other activities in the system to come into the individual and let the individual become the master of the human creation in the outer world. What think you is the ingratitude of life? When one nation after the other won't do anything but go to war. What sense is there in the war consciousness of life mankind is using in this world? And thank God they can't take it to any other planet in the system, nor out of this system to the rest of the universe. I'm determined to bring the fiery Christ illumination from the secret love star into the consciousness of everything that lives in this world. And we'll either expand that light and expand the purifying love which it is to the earth, or mankind will be removed from the earth. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. This nonsensical raving about education of mankind throughout the world is the silliest nonsense. All people are doing are hashing over again the thoughts that mankind has generated in the past, which have created destruction again and again and again. The true education of life is the understanding of what the heart flame of love contains in the great central sun, what the heart flame of love contains in the individual, the mighty I Am presence, and the heart flame of love in the ascended host. And when people really want to be educated, they'll learn something about the heart. Thank you so much. Now, because the outer world is sinking in the darkness of its own filth, doesn't mean that those of you who understand this law cannot have unlimited assistance. So if from this hour you qualify everything for which you call from your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host with the heart flame mastery of the supreme love from the great central sun and its almighty power over everything in manifestation, learn to live in an individualized sun presence within, which is the heart of the violet and pink and golden flame of the purifying love of immortal peace. And if people would call forth the fiery Christ truth of the heart flame, the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, the heart flame of the physical sun, the great central sun, the heart flame of every ascended master, the intellect would know the truth of the manifested universe. If the outer self will charge itself with the heart flame truth and fiery Christ presence of the heart flame of the ascended host, the outer intellect will be filled with the truth of existence, and the sacred fire of that heart flame from the ascended master's octave filling and surrounding the outer self makes it master over circumstance wherever it abides, and can illumine the flesh structure until each one is his own illumination on the pathway unto the ascension. Mankind has become so entangled and so bound in the cocoon of its own darkness and selfishness and filth that the feeling doesn't reach up and want the freedom of the purifying love from the ascended master's octave. But I am here tonight to blaze forth enough of the fiery Christ, blue lightning purifying love, to shock awake enough of the people of this nation to let the light expand that the higher mental body wants to exert through the outer self to save the homes of the people for the people. And it's about time somebody learned. The almighty fiery Christ truth of the ascended master, service to life and assistance to mankind down through the aeons after aeon of time, until the human intellect is filled with something beside the concoctions of its own mistakes. I am determined to help every one of you who will care to live in a sudden presence of my heart's flame of love from the secret love star. And I can prove that to anybody and anything that wants to call it into existence that will give the obedience by which it can manifest. Thank you so much. The thing that will help you to remind the outer self to clothe everybody and everything you contact in your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host's sun presence of the heart flame of whatever quality you want, whatever power you want, whatever presence you want, and whatever help you want, from your beloved I Am present, from the angelic host and from the ascended host and cosmic beings. Now when you hold the picture of the heart flame of any special quality held within the sun presence of its cosmic focus from the great central sun, when you train the intellect to see all things through the flame of love, the purifying love of the heart, you will find the heart realm of life is your home, is the perfection of your existence, is the power of victory over human creation and is the immortal divine plan of the great central sun in fulfillment wherever you abide. The misconceptions of the human intellect are the most amazing confusion and miscreation the intellect of man can concoct. You might think I'm severe tonight, but I'll get somebody awake. And when I wake them up, I'll put the flame of all-illumining, fiery Christ truth for them, the feeling of the individual that will allow the desire of the heart flame of each life stream to come forth and be released and let it have its dominion. Thank you so much. Mankind has closed back and shut off the expanding of the heart flame so long in one embodiment after another down here in the physical octave. It's time somebody shocked the outer self awake to let the heart desire from the beloved I Am presence have some kind of freedom to the outer self to go forward and fulfill the divine plan. Here with the magnificent attainment of the ascension as a goal of all life and mankind's embodiment in this world, waiting aeon after aeon of time for mankind to release the light from within the heart in order to allow the perfection to take place that expands perfection and happiness and the great creative powers in the great central sun through the use of the individual in order to let mankind become a set of beings, and then the human creation closes in with its darkness and mankind will not awaken except through frightful suffering. I am here tonight to bring the awakening consciousness of the fiery Christ heart love from the sacred love star. And it can release lightning to which what you call physical lightning is this child's play. Your most terrific electrical storms aren't any more than a feather in a gust of wind compared to what can come forth from that sacred love star and go in to the life of this world and let the heart's desire and heart flame of the beloved I Am presence expand its own desires and release the perfection that raises to the ascension. Here's a mass of mankind have forgotten even the purpose of embodiment. How many on the earth today outside of this I Am activity know anything about the ascension? And yet the earth providing living for over 3 billion people all the time through the powers of nature and forces of the elements. And yet mankind asleep as to the purpose of physical embodiment. And therefore, for your assistance, for your protection, for your assistance to the nation, and for the purification of this nation, and the protection of this nation to the fulfillment of its divine plan to arise and be the example and the revealment of the divine plan fulfilled, I come tonight to draw in and around each of you whatever intensification of the heart flame from the secret love star that is cosmic power of indescribable force. And any one of you or all of you can at any moment call for this sudden presence to enfold you, and from the heart of the secret love star will come the flame to enfold the physical form. And as you let it hold its peace and its dominion, its purity and its power within you, and you absorb that and you feel it and you let it expand and acknowledge and accept its power to fill you with its immortal perfection, then when you offer your service to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host for the saving of your nation, we will have cosmic power through those under this radiation to use and to release throughout the nation to help govern the conditions that are either going to be purified and protected, or the people will pay the price in suffering. Now, we do not want to see any more suffering on earth. And I'm quite sure you do not. But if it's going to stop, there must come into this world from the heart of creation, and I mean the great central sun, the physical sun, the hearts of the ascended masters, and the heart flames of everyone's mighty I Am Presence. And this flame must come in to the physical conditions of this nation. It must come in to the government of the land. It must come in to the powers of nature and forces of the elements to enable them to survive and continue to support mankind with food and the things that are used in manifestation here. And there must come, my dear ones, whatever strengthening power of the sacred fire's love from the secret love star into individuals who are constructive in this nation, or they will not have protection. When you ask your beloved I Am Presence to protect the outer self, it flashes a flame of its own love in through and around your physical bodies. And if you can see that on the TV, for instance, whenever you make the call, maybe mankind would believe me. Thank you so much. Mankind has been so bound in misconcepts of the universe around this world that it takes shock after shock to break away the accumulating discord and the impurity that mankind has generated century after century. And now, because of the cycle into which the earth has already begun to pass, there must come purification. There must come purification of the individual. There must come purification into the desire world, so within individuals there is a desire to be purified. Many people are not too much interested in being purified. Well, they better be, because the folks that don't want to be purified are surely going to have an experience that they will well remember for a long time to come. It is not well to defy the immortal purity of everlasting love. Peace is the immortal purity of everlasting love. And the power to protect that which is constructive is again the sacred fire, heart, flame from the great central sun of the immortal purifying love. So when you must move in outer world conditions, before you enter into them, if you will give recognition to the unfolding miracle mantle of love's mastery from the great central sun, or whatever love from the great central sun of the secret love star is necessary to purify, control, and consume destructive conditions around you, you will find it can go forth and consume many things that will cause you trouble if they are not consumed. So for those under this radiation, I'm quite sure many of you have had some wonderful results by your call for the beloved Godfrey's miracle mantle of love's mastery, or the miracle mantle of love's mastery, your beloved Saint Germain, or the mighty Jesus, or any ascended master. And you can have a great many more as you give recognition to the heart flame of invincible, immortal, purifying love from the great central sun, the physical sun, the secret love star, from Venus, and from the heart flames of the ascended host. And if you want miracles, if you want power, if you want protection, and if you want supply, continue to give recognition to this heart flame of invincible, immortal, purifying love, and hold the picture of the heart in the mind. Then the mighty Arcturus can blend the unfed flame in the heart with the sevenfold flame in the forehead from the seven mighty Elohim. And when the two are blended, the intellect cannot be preyed upon anymore by human confusion, misinformation, mistakes, and destruction. If I were you, I would hold that picture of the vital flame heart within which you can have the golden pink heart also, blue, these colors playing through, but keep recognizing the heart presence of life within the sun of everlasting freedom. This is just as tangible a garment, is just as tangible a home to live in, is just as tangible as the substance in this building, and it is just as much and more so of a protection to you if you begin to call it into outer existence. And it can become anything on the instant that is necessary to protect you, to help you, to illumine you, and my dear ones, to supply you. If you understood what it meant to call the great central suns, the great central sun magnet, the great central suns, heart supply of every good thing into the physical world, by its almighty mastery and by its mighty power of purifying perfection, you will be surprised what just automatically flows to you like the sun gives light to the earth. I'm only touching lightly upon the qualities and the powers and the perfection and the gifts and the blessings that are within the heart flame of the secret love star. The words of this song, The Secret Love Star, refer to this as a flame in the heart, the love in the heart. There's the permanent atom and the unfed flame in the physical heart of the physical body. There's the unfed flame in the heart of the higher mental body. There's an unfed flame in the heart of the electronic presence. There's the unfed flame in the physical sun, in the great central sun. It is everywhere throughout creation. And so, beloved ones, when mankind understands what it is, what it is constantly giving, how much it must be drawn into this world, and what it can produce, my dear ones, all the money and wealth on this earth isn't a drop in the bucket compared to that supreme supply of the universe. We are bringing everything possible to your consciousness, beloved ones, at this time, so each of you may have something that, as you say, clicks within you and gives you the quick conviction that it is power within you to use, and more than that, it allows the desire within you to have freedom to use it. And that's what I'm here for tonight. I am going to charge you with my desire for the heart flame of love from the great central sun and the love star and the physical sun to set you free. And I shall command that into and around you until you see it and use it and then become it and go forth to assist other life streams to be free also, because you cannot be free except by the great central sun's heart flame of invincible, immortal, purifying love. Your violet consuming flame is that. Your golden flame is that. Your pink flame is that. Your healing flame is that. Your supplying flame is that. Your illumining flame is that. Your protecting flame is that, my dear ones. You cannot be free except by the perfection in the heart flame of the great central sun from whence this earth came forth, from whence you came forth, and from whence everything of perfection is constantly coming forth. So when the desire within you to reach up and use these various activities of the heart flame, its sacred fire love, its purity, and its almighty enfolding substance from the secret love star, as you begin to use it, as you love it, as you let it flow through you, as you direct it, and as you send it forth to unfold conditions here that need purifying and perfecting, you will begin to realize just what the true education of life means. And until mankind understands and is taught what is within the heart flame of love from the heart of creation, the intellect knows very, very little. Suppose the intellect of man has created one civilization after another. All your modern conveniences have all come forth by the creative power of the individual. And the ideas that have carried great perfection have come from the ascended host. You have physical conveniences to a certain point. And yet, how much does the individual know of what controls the system or the individual, or the powers of nature, or the destiny of an embodiment in this world. How much does mankind know of the perfection of life? The intellect better be filled with the illumining fiery Christ truth of the sacred fire, love of the heart, the heart of the presence, and the heart of the ascended host, the heart of the great central sun, the heart of the secret love star, the hearts of the cosmic beings. Mankind better learn, mankind better want to know, mankind better reach up and accept what's offered, or there will be a long period of remorse and regret when the opportunity has passed by. It's not well for anything as puny as one little human being to defy the magnitude of that which creates a system of worlds. If the individual is wise, he or she will stand close to the beloved I Am presence and close to the ascended host who have poured love and blessing and help without limit down through the ages, always with that raising process that will lift everybody and everything into the perfection of the ascended master's octave. So, blessed ones, I have come to offer you the secret love star's miracle mantle of love's mastery, and I shall watch and see who wants to wear it. Thank you so much. Mankind has wanted this, that, and the other thing. Uncountable billions of desires that have been gratified, and yet there's been no peace, no arrival at permanent mastery. So, beloved ones, until the ascension is attained, it is a grind mill of existence. And it is time now that you call this into outer action around your nation. And if you should care to call for the secret love stars, miracle mantle of love's mastery to save your nation and hold out of your nation what seeks to destroy it, you'll find it's very powerful. And those who will make that effort, I assure you, will be blessed without limit for eternity, and I shall give every possible assistance. And there are limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fire who can come from the secret love star and release more angels on this earth than there are people here. So from tonight, I trust I may consider you my partner in trying to help this nation be free from what the sinister force intends and from what mankind has generated, past and present. We have limitless power that only the sacred fire can manifest. And when that comes from a great focus of its cosmic concentration, such as the secret love star, it would be very well if mankind became acquainted with it and understood the use of its mighty gifts. So, blessed ones, there's no reason you can't have it. You understand our reality. You have given your life to help bring this light to the earth. And therefore, every being of light and life's perfection is offering you now everything that our heart's flame can bring to this earth. And there's not one thing will be withheld from you if you will accept and use, call into outer physical conditions every power of the sacred fire's heart flame from the secret love star and the great central sun and from the ascended master's octave. So, blessed ones, no matter what has to be created and corrected in the outer world's conditions, don't try to do anything physically until you have reached, first of all, the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended hosts, then to the secret love star and the great central sun, and call forth whatever sacred fire's concentration is necessary to hold control of conditions in which you must move, and hold that control by immortal purity. The creation mankind has generated thus far seeks only to impose impurity upon life, and that must not be allowed any longer. It must be removed. And the sacred fire's love from the secret love star and the great central sun and the ascended master's temples of the sacred fire and each individual's own life stream can release into these physical conditions certain activities of the sacred fire that will not longer allow them to be sustained. So this is why I have come tonight, to help remove the sustaining, discordantly qualified energy that mankind has generated, past and present, and which is almost ready to overwhelm the mankind of this earth unless a certain proportion of it is consumed, removed, and the individual's own life flame allowed to hold the mastery here. And that is what I offer you tonight from the secret love star, and may become so real to you that every time you call it into existence, it will control conditions, and the blessings it brings will forever keep you reminded of its continuous use. It is real, my dear ones. It is all-powerful. It is the great forgiving love and assistance to life, and the limitless legions which direct that sacred fire to the earth can come in power indescribable to answer your every call. So try to correct every condition from this hour by the heart flame's sacred fire, purifying love from the great central sun, the secret love star, and any and every being of the ascended host and the angelic host. Just try to overcome every condition by the call of this sacred fire in and around yourselves, and you will find it's very real, all-powerful, and wherever you abide, it can become permanent to the earth. It can enfold you in a miracle mantle of its presence that one day can become a precipitated garment, self-luminous and wherever you move. Only its enfolding perfection can you experience. So, blessed ones, let us try and call forth the healing heart flame of sacred fire, all purifying love from the secret love star, and let it heal and heal and heal those under this radiation, and through you heal others wherever you abide, and your joy will know no bounds, and your power will increase without limit for eternity. I commend you to your victory and the enfolding power which that miracle mantle of healing love from the secret love star can wrap around you and hold you eternally at peace. So I give you my heart's love, that from the secret love star, that your heart may pour forth its love and call this secret love star flame also into your nation to purify it, so the heart of the world can hold command and put an end to mankind's distress. Thank you with all my heart. Great beloved presence of the messenger number one, the secret love star, thank you for your love tonight. Now clothe everybody and everything under this radiation, individually and collectively, with the blazing sun presence of your own heart flames, sacred fire love, and that from the secret love star. And let its power around us control conditions that otherwise we cannot control. So wherever we abide, dwell with us and hold command for eternity. We thank you.